On the afternoon of Tuesday, August 12th, the City of St John held a public information session to present conceptual designs for proposed upgrades to King's Square in the Imperial Theatre upper lobby, which overlooks the park. The grounds of the square were established in 1785, being named after King George III, and it became a park some years later, in 1884. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Susan Stephen of the Capital Engineering Group with the City of St John about the proposals and how residents can make their voices heard regarding the proposed upgrades.
This current project is to develop a conceptual design for upgrades to the square. We're focusing on upgrades to the pathways, lighting, landscaping, and furniture. The King Square is in the heritage zone, and there's also a master plan for King Square. So we're tied to certain things we have to do in the square or things we can't do. This current project is to develop the concept design and associated budgets for each part of the work. So going forward in future years, as money becomes available, we can include different phases of this work in the capital programs. We're just developing the concept, and then we will get budget pricing with that. And then once we know what the price will be for the multiple phases, then we will use that to put in the future capital programs. So currently, there's no money set aside for this work. We're just trying to see how much money we need to do the work. The thought was that it's time to give it an upgrade, give it a refresh. It's a central part of the city, and the thought was that this is a good time to at least come up with a concept design, just to kind of upgrade the area.
What are the hopes of kind of usage of the park that that residents and visitors might actually experience as it improves?
So basically, we just hope that more people will use the park and that more people will enjoy it, and just trying to go back to, you know, what it was, make it more user friendly and just give it a refresh so for residents and tourists alike, everyone can enjoy the space.
And so, I mean, my understanding is that you're looking for ideas and thoughts from residents and kind of feedback from them about the plans that are already here, but are you looking for other ideas, additional ideas for what people would like to see, what you could do?
So currently on Shape Your City, on the city's website, we have these boards that we have presented here today. So these were the ideas that our consultant came up with. So we would like people's feedback on these ideas, but definitely if there are other ideas that people have that they'd like us to think about or incorporate. Like I say, we're tied into certain things that we can and can't do, but definitely if there's anything that people want to add or say, our email addresses are available on the Shape Your City site under the King Square Revitalization Project, so people can definitely reach out. Like I say, this is a project that we're looking at doing in the next few years. I'm not sure exactly when, but this is a great time for people to reach out with their thoughts or their comments at this early stage in the conceptual design, so we can get everybody's feedback, and then moving forward when we move towards detailed design, we have a good feel for what people are interested in or people's thoughts or comments on what they'd like to see in the square.
As well as the proposals for changes to Uptown's King Square, the city has just put out a request for input and feedback regarding community services on the east side of the city. More information about both projects, as well as a number of others, can be found at shapeyourcitystjohn.ca, where the conceptual designs for the King Square upgrades can also be seen. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.